Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome once again to the Garden America Radio Show, live on Facebook right now. And across the country, around the world, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, welcome. 855-424-9825. Lines are open right now. And our director and studio coordinator will put you in line. We'll try to answer as many questions as possible. And don't forget, if you're tuned in on Facebook Live, you can chat, post comments, questions there as well. Talk to each other. Talk to us. Again, from BizTalk Radio. Here we go on Saturday. Happy weekend. John had a rough week, didn't you?
No, I had a pretty good week.
Okay. I always take a stab at it. It's 50-50.
You know, it's so funny because right when you saw him for the very first moment, you look rested, John. You look good.
Ready to go.
But then as soon as we get on air, John, not looking so good.
I'd like to see what he's going to say. I'd like to hear what you're going to respond with.
You know, it's been an unusual weather week here in San Diego because we've had a lot of humidity, which we never have.
Right.
And I think L.A. had some thunderstorms last week, right?
It's like weather you'd expect down south in the southern areas of the country.
And then our sympathy goes to our listeners back in the Midwest because they've been having flooding up around the Chicago area.
Mm.
A lot of flooding. And a couple other places, too, where it's just been raining like crazy. So it's been a wet week for a lot of our listeners.
And we've dealt with unusual weather. You mentioned the humidity. We're not used to that. It's been very hot. I've been watering every other day in my patio with my potted plants, and I can imagine you've upped your watering schedule, too.
Yeah, I water every day.
You have to, yeah.
But, you know, I remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about how I moved those five camellia plants.
That you've never had success with. They've always died.
Well, and so I went online and said, well, you can move camellia successfully if you follow these simple rules. And rule number one was never move camellias in the summer.
Which I assume you've done every single time.
Right.
Okay.
But, so this time, what I did was I had five of them that I moved. One I cut the roots off accidentally, so I was pretty sure that wasn't going to grow. And then the other four, I just put in the spots that I wanted them. And then I thought, I'm going to treat these with HB 101. So I mixed them up in a watering can, and for 5 days in a row, I put HB 101 on three of the four. The reason I didn't do it on the fourth...
You're testing.
No, I wasn't testing. It looked the best, and it was back in an area where I really couldn't reach. I mean, it was inconvenient for me to do it. So it's now been not quite 2 weeks, and I went out there last night, and out of the four plants, three look fantastic. And the one that looked the best that I couldn't reach looks like it's dead.
So the HB 101 really...
I don't know. You know, that could, you know, it could be just an anecdotal occurrence, and, you know, that could be the story. But I'm pretty convinced that the HB 101 did it. You know, our friend Joel had a rose that he said was dead. And one of the members of the California Rose Society was castigating him because she said that was the last one that we knew of. You know, you were supposed to be taking care of that rose. It was a florist rose called Terracotta.
That's a big responsibility, last one there is in existence.
Well, not in existence, but the last one we knew of, at least in the San Diego area. So I think he felt bad, so he... he's the one who always uses, you know,
right.
If some is good, more is
sure.
better.
And he admits to that.
Yeah.
No big secret.
So he put out 2 weeks ago, he mixed HB 101 up at, I think, at 10 times the strength and went out there and poured it on his plant. And he called me last night and he says, you know what? I have a bloom.
On that rose.
On that, that rose.
That's amazing.
It was totally dead. He said... I looked at the stems, and they were black all
sure.
the way down to about a quarter of an inch.
So there was just a little bit that was still viable?
Still green, and yeah. So he said within 2 weeks it put out a bud. And
are we still selling HB 101 on our website?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Yeah, I know
it's a lot of good products. The other thing that we've been having a run on, and fortunately Tiger's the one who gets to do the shipping on it, because I ship the HB 101, but yeah. For some reason people have been going crazy on Fertilome products.
Yeah, and with the triple action, we've been shipping
yeah.
a lot of the triple action from Fertilome, right?
And I saw you added a new one.
Yeah, I love
it. Listen, we're talking about our Garden America on Amazon.
Yeah, and I can't get enough of the product, the spinosad soap that they have. It's a ready-to-use product. It's good to use on caterpillars and chewing insects, but at the same time works on aphids and some of the sucking insects.
You know, guys, speaking of Fertilome and people that are watching us on Facebook right now, when we get the wide-angle shot, they see somebody sitting in the middle of both of you,
right.
And we should probably set that up for what we're going to be doing today. So why don't you
you know
ahead,
what?
Tiger?
I didn't even notice.
You didn't notice that there's somebody sitting there. You're right.
No, I was busy doing other things.
No, but we're excited because this morning we have Andrew Jannenberger from Fertilome Products, and we're going to be talking about plant propagation and using their rooting hormone to be able to propagate plants that maybe you have and you enjoy and you want more of them in your garden. So we're going to talk about how people can take cuttings and then you dip them in the rooting hormone and then you'll be able to grow them, share them with friends.
And we're going to try to do our best to do this on camera, obviously.
Yeah.
Hi there. As Tiger sets up the various shots that we have. So we'll be getting into that a little later on. John's got the quote of the day. Of course, your phone calls, your comments, again, Facebook Live, as we continue with 2 hours every Saturday.
Now, if we're not on camera, are you going to do the play-by-play?
Take me watching the screen and see what's happening for those that...
yeah, for people that are maybe driving in their car or something. You know.
Yeah, we'll talk about what we're doing, absolutely.
Tiger grabs his cutting. He's approaching it.
Wow, look
he's
at you.
Putting his dip.
Are we watching?
Are we watching the Masters?
Tennis?
Yeah. My Masters tournament there as he steps up to the tee
yep.
with a 3-iron. And here's the shot. Beautiful shot off to the left.
With a Fisker's scissors.
Anyway, that's what's going to be happening today. So welcome to the show, 13 minutes after the hour. Again, from BizTalk Radio, Garden America, every Saturday, 2 hours right here. And as of the past, month or so, live on Facebook. So welcome. Good to have you along.
Hey, have you been picking any tomatoes yet?
Yeah, so I pick them and eat them all the time.
Really?
Absolutely. Dana, come here. I got a couple more tomatoes for you. Or I'll be out there, you know, sweeping and cleaning. Just pick it, eat it right off the
now,
bush.
Where did you put that?
On the top of my patio, on the railing.
And is it growing and hanging over? How is it?
It's getting there, yes.
Okay.
Because it was down a little bit lower, because
right.
I don't believe in soil, as you know.
Right.
Yes, it is. And they're doing very well. It's a great little plant. I know you've got one, right, Tiger?
Yeah. No, mine's bushed out. It's not hanging over. Mine's more just like
a little bush. It will eventually hang over. They're great tomatoes. Just a little bit big. Well, not bigger than a cherry, but you know,
right?
Because I pick them when they come to fruition when they're orange.
Right.
And they taste good.
Don't they turn red? I thought they're supposed to be red.
Yeah, kind of an orange. There's a hue. There's an orange hue.
You don't eat them when they're
good.
Green.
Yeah.
So anyway, John, how about that quote of the week we've got? He will get things rolling and get into today's show.
Yeah, talking about tomatoes and harvesting. You know, things are starting to turn ripe in our vegetable gardens. And this quote is from Mario Batali.
Mario Batali.
Yeah, the famous chef. And Mario said, you know when you get your first asparagus or your first acorn squash or your first really good tomato of the season? Those are the moments that define the cook's year. I get more excited by that than anything else.
Well, I get that. Yeah, if you're a cook and you're planning things and ready for them to come up, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a summer fine the meatball. Wasn't that an old commercial?
That's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy meatball. I think it was Alka-Seltzer.
Was it Alka-Seltzer? Right.
Yeah, because the spicy meatball.
Yeah, I get it.
Stomach acid.
I get it.
Okay.
Okay, what else? 15 minutes after the hour. We've got a break coming up here in about a minute and a half. So anyway, when we come back from the break, Tiger, set the stage again and what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, so this morning we're going to be talking about how to propagate plants. There's some good ways to do it and there's some wrong ways to do it. So we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts. Okay. And also some products that you want to be able to use that'll be mean you'll be successful. And then not only that, John, I think, will enlighten us on what plants you can do cuttings and which ones you shouldn't probably do cuttings.
Because I've noticed we've got a lot of shots this morning on Facebook Live of the setup that we have here. You see three empty pots with soil in it. I think, is there three there?
There's three there. Exactly.
So we'll do our best to get good camera shots, good angles. And, of course, for those not watching on Facebook, we'll do our best, as John mentioned, a little play-by-play. So 60 minutes after the hour, we're going to come right back again, 855-424-9825. You want to email us, that's john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, right there on Facebook Live on this Saturday morning. Happy weekend. Thank you for joining us. We are going to take a break coming right back here on BizTalk Radio. This is Garden America.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 21 minutes after the hour. Back from the break. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Saturday, Garden America. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, and of course our Facebook live feed. You can reach us, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there on Facebook Live, posting questions and comments. Once again, Tiger, our in-studio guest today is the well-known
Andrew Dannenberger. Fertilome products.
From Fertilome. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for
all
having
right.
me.
And so Tiger kind of set this up prior to the break as we talk about what we're going to be doing this morning, the right way and the wrong way to propagate, correct?
Well, I guess Andy is going to be telling Tiger what to do, which I'm really looking forward to.
And then we'll have Tiger hopefully get a good shot of you on camera so that as Andy explains things and Tiger does it, it makes sense to you at home or wherever you're watching or listening to us from.
Yeah, but first thing we want to do is touch on where Andy's coming
right.
from and the products that he represents as well.
So go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, no, thank you for again for having me. So, you know, Fertilome is actually now a 50-year-old company. They're going to be 50 years old next year, so we're really happy about that. So we're a company that sells only to independent dealers all across the country. We're very proud of that. There's not a lot of companies that do that, this time or these mm-hmm. years anymore. So anyway, so we have a whole full line of Fertilome and then high yield, and specifically Tiger asked me to come in and talk about our rooting powder and doing some cuttings here on the table. So I'm excited about doing that here.
Now, this time of year, during the summer, when plants are actively growing, it's probably the best time to be rooting, right? Because when plants are during the cold season, if you try to root things, depending on what the plant is, but I mean, it's real easy to have plants rot or cuttings rot.
Exactly. The best time to do cuttings is when the plants are actively growing, sure.
Good. I got that right.
Anything else you want to add before we get started this morning? And hopefully we'll get a good shot of Tiger doing what he does as you explain things.
No, nothing else much to add.
Okay.
Tiger, if you want, I know you have a few plants over there. There's not a lot to talk about rooting, Fertilome rooting powder. It is a 0.10% indole-3-butyric acid. Sorry, it's a mouthful, so it's a lot to talk about. But it is a plant growth regulator. It is just a fine powder. The product comes in a small container. Retail is very, very, very minimal, but one container actually does about 4,500 plants. Wow. So that's a lot for just one little small
container. It goes a long way, needless to say.
Sure, it goes a long way. And so Tiger's going to present a few plants here, and then we'll talk about what to do next.
And Tiger, can we keep that wide shot?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right.
So we're going to start off with the Asclepias first. And so we want to talk about where to take a cutting from first off on a plant and, you know, how you want to take that cutting. So you want to walk us through that, Andy, a little bit?
Really, there you want to look at the plant, and there's basically two segments. There's a node and an inner node, and the node is where the leaves are joining the stem of the plant. And then the inner node is the space between each sections of the leaves joining into the stem. Typically, you want to make the cut right above the node, not below it, but above the node. And what that does is that it leaves the node still on the plant to where it can continue to grow.
Right.
But then the cutting that you take is where you dip it into the rooting powder and put it in a good potting soil, and then you start your cutting. Really, the real essence of it is just cut, dip, and plant. That's really all you really do with the cutting.
Now, I know that that's exactly what Tiger did, and I've always... And this could be, I could be wrong about this, but I've always been taught to make sure that you tap the cutting to knock off the excess powder, because an excess of endobutyric acid will actually do the opposite and prevent plants from rooting.
Right.
Is that true, or did I just make that up? But, you know, when you get to be as old as me, Andy, you're never quite sure.
I was watching Tiger, there was quite a bit of rooting powder on there. And so, yeah,
It's probably a good idea,
it's
right?
It's probably a good idea to knock off some of the rooting. Because really, you're only going to put that rooting powder right on the cut itself is all that you need. A little more excess would probably prevent it from doing what it needs to do.
Plus, if you waste that much, Tiger, you're only going to get like 3,800 cuttings.
Instead of 4,500, yeah.
Right.
Now, the other thing, too, I want to mention is, you know, there's all these thoughts about do with flowering parts of the plant or not flowering. So what do you do there? Do you want to avoid parts of the plant that have flowers on them? John?
Oh, you're talking to me. Well, it depends. For instance, if you're going to root rose cuttings, the cutting to take is from a stem that has just finished flowering. So once the blooms have fallen off, then the stem is ready to be cut and it'll root. With other plants, like you've got a geranium right there, the geranium stems are all pretty much the same, so it would be okay to go ahead and do your cutting. But I would definitely pull off any flower buds that are on there, because you don't want the strength of the plant going to the flowering when you want it to go to rooting.
And as we take a look right there, that's exactly what you're doing with that geranium, right?
Yeah, you can see that if the camera comes in on that. That's a good dip there.
And he's dipping right now, yeah.
A good dip and a good plant. There you go.
Yeah, and very good. You see just a little bit of the white powder
exactly,
on the end of that.
Yeah.
And does the rooting hormone also help with disease or any other problems that may occur with cutting?
Yes, it does. I mean, just having it covering that section of the cut where you cut the plant from is going to prevent any diseases from attacking or, you know, that part of the plant once you put it in the soil. So it is a plant growth regulator, so that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to promote root growth at the point of where it's been cut and then into the soil media.
You know, you just brought something up. When you make that cut and then you dip it, can you do that on any plants? Or are there some plants, like I'm thinking maybe succulents specifically, that you normally let callus over? So in a plant like that or a plant that maybe bleeds, would you let the callus form and then dip?
That's what I would do. On succulents, I typically don't use a rooting powder. Rooting powder. I would just let it callus harden off, and then you can just go ahead and plant it in a soil mix for that particular plant.
And of course, and the negative part of that is it doesn't help Fertilome sales at all.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, you know, you'll sell more other plants than succulents typically across the country anyways.
That's true.
And we've held that shot for a long time for those watching on Facebook as you see what we're doing. And the music also means we're going to take a break here. Going to come right back. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. Stay with us as we continue to learn more about propagation this morning. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. And Andy, how do you say your last name again?
Dannenberger.
Dannenberger, okay. He's our in-studio guest this morning. As we step aside here on BizTalk Radio for your Saturday, this is the Garden America Radio Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
I think Tiger's a Jackson Brown fan. As we are back, hello there, 36 minutes after the hour, back with Brian Main, John Begnasco, in studio guest Annie Dannenberger, Brian Main with you, of course, Tiger Palafox. We're propagating. You're representing Fertilum, and we want to thank you for your support this year with Garden America. Andy, thank you so much, and thank you for being in studio. I want to make sure you have the phone number, 855-424-9825. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. If you're watching on Facebook Live, post your questions, comments right there, and we'll try to get to as many as possible. Where did we leave off?
I think we were just talking about the different things people need to consider whenever they're taking a cutting or propagation from different plants. John, was there a couple of Facebook questions that we needed to answer?
Yeah, there is one Facebook question, and then I got a million questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a couple questions. So I want to get to our people first before I start asking.
Well, this one question, I don't know if there's a simple answer to, but Barbara says, when rooting most trees, should you look for new branches or should you root a mature branch? And those are called, when you're taking woody cuttings, those are called hardwood cuttings. And then when you're doing a new branch, those are softwood cuttings. And then in between are semi-hardwood cuttings.
I'm already confused.
So it depends on each species of tree. You know,
right.
Andy, you were saying that on a lot of trees that it's better to just grow them from seed.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, it really depends on the tree. A lot of trees will flower and then will have seed. Depending on what the tree and not knowing what the species is, there are different types of reproduction of or taking cuttings of plants by doing air layering or grafting, things like that. But not knowing what that species of tree is, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, air layering is an almost foolproof method for most trees. But again, it just depends on the type of the tree. Some trees root easily from cuttings. Like if you're doing willows, willows will grow fine from cuttings.
Right, yeah. I mean, even when you're doing grafting and air layering, you can use a rooting powder because you do wrap the air layer in plastic, and then you can put a light dusting of rooting powder in the bag to do that cutting from.
And I know that for some hardwood cuttings, they even use a more concentrated form of endobutyric acid. This is 0.1%?
Correct.
And they might use like 0.3 or something like that.
Right, from an ag store or something.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, but the one that you have will take care of most things.
Yeah, most things.
So that's Barbara's question. Then my question is, did we tell people what you were sticking the cuttings into?
As far as the soil,
stick them.
No, we haven't.
Because I never root plants in soil, but I'm sure it's okay to go ahead and do it. But I usually use perlite because I have a tendency to overwater.
Right.
And you want to make sure there's good drainage, right?
Well, yeah, I don't want the cutting to rot.
Right.
Well, I think we recommend most of the time using soil because, unlike you, the average gardener doesn't always think to keep it
damp all the time. It's really hard to keep that humidity up for standard perlite cuttings, right? The general homeowner, it's easier. They get out there and water maybe once every other day, you know, maybe once a week.
So
for
is
some
this
people.
Propagating for dummies? Is that what you're saying?
I think so, and it's the easiest way because sure. That way you don't have John's way, just in perlite, what would you be watering, or how would you keep the humidity at that level?
I'd take a two-liter soda bottle.
And you would cover it, wouldn't you?
Cut the bottom out of it, and I would stick it right over that pot.
And you, so create your, you create your own environment.
Like a little greenhouse, and it's humid and then would you, in there all the time.
Would you have it sitting in a saucer of water?
No.
So you would water it once and then do that, and that would keep it humid enough?
Yeah, and if you water... Well, I'm almost always rooting rose cuttings. So I do it like once every water, like once every 3 or 4 days, and that's plenty. But now on these, where you're going into the soil, one of the advantages of rooting in soil is that you don't have to, like on when I do a rose cutting, I have to take it out of the perlite and move it to soil. Which there's some transplanting shock involved, but you don't have that problem here. But on the soil, does it have to be a sterile soil that you're using? Or?
Well, one of the things I was going to mention that people need to consider when doing the cuttings is disease, whether it's your pruners, whether it's the plant, or whether it's the soil you're putting it in. You need to make sure you keep it as sterile as possible. So clean.
You don't want to transfer from one to the other with your clippers, right?
Yeah. So whether it's cleaning your pruners with some kind of bleach or some kind of, you know, Clorox wipes or something like that in between cuttings.
Clorox wipes is a great idea.
Yeah.
It's
simple. You like that?
I like that idea.
He's going to use it. Yeah, you just piqued his interest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the cuttings, you have to look at the plant, make sure it's healthy. You know, I'm holding ivy in my hand here, and you don't want an ivy with mildew and black spot all over it and do cuttings from that, because you're just going to get a new plant with mildew and black spot all over it. And then the soil, this is a new bag of potting soil, so I'm assuming it's almost as sterile as we can get it. You don't want to just use general dirt out of your yard or maybe an old bag that's been sitting there for years and years to be doing cuttings, because there could be bacteria or things that have built up in that soil.
Well, most potting soils are not sterile. You have to use a seed starting soil to have a sterilized soil. And for the most part, you don't want a potting soil to be sterile.
That's true.
Because you want it to be biologically active. And that's what's going on now.
Correct. Most soils, you don't want them sterile, because you want whatever microbial activity that happens to be in there is going to help establish.
The good bacteria that's working underneath the soil.
Correct. Yeah.
So, and then I was going to ask you guys for the group, how long should people wait until their cuttings take root? On general, I mean, every plant's different, you know, whether you're doing soft or hardwood cuttings. But a good rule of thumb where people can look at it and look at the plants and say, I've been successful or I haven't been successful.
Well, you can usually tell because the leaves are going to droop if you're not successful. And it depends, again, on the plant. If you're doing Tradescantia, Wandering Jews, you got 3 days and you've got roots and you're ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It overruns the yard in about a week.
Absolutely. Right.
But if you're doing roses, you know, I've had roses take 6 months to root. But that was mainly in the wintertime when I said you shouldn't be doing it. But, of course, I do it year-round.
Yeah. This is gardening, and it is a hobby, and so it's one of those things where you can take those plants that you may have in your yard that you want to do cuttings with and reproduce, and just test them. You know, like
said,
1 2-ounce jar does 4,500 plants. You got a lot of testing there to do.
You can make 4,500 mistakes, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Well, only for $5.99, also.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
The other tip that I had for our listeners out there before I let you finish up there was, there's hundreds of thousands of different species of plants in the world, and every one has its own different way of propagation. And, you know, some fall into one category, some in another. But a general rule of thumb is if you go to Dave's Garden and look up the plant that you want to propagate, it will tell you, it'll tell you all about the plant, but under, as you go down the list, it'll say propagation methods, mm-hmm. and it tells you how to best do that plant, whether it's from seed or cuttings or or division, stolons, just depends.
Yeah, you can Google a lot of times plants, and then the Wikipedia part of that plant will tell you what the best practices for reproduction.
Yeah, or geranium propagation, Google that. And you can get some information.
For that, all people will say is just drop the plant on the ground and it will root.
Well, you know, geranium propagation used to be in the Midwest huge because we've talked about this before. They're annuals back there. And people would like to overwinter them. And so they kind of would, they would just dig them up, hang them upside down, and then plant them out again in the spring, or take cuttings and root the cuttings during the winter, then put those plants out in the spring. I don't know if people are quite as thrifty as they used to be back then.
All right, the music means we're going to take a break and come back. Our final segment, hour number one. Love for you to join the conversation, be it Facebook Live, or else give us a call, 855-424-9825. John at Garden America, thank you so much as we continue on this Saturday morning. Andon Denenberger, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Mann. We're going to step aside as we approach 46 minutes after the hour. This is Garden America, heard exclusively right here on BizTalk Radio.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. This is Hour 1, Garden America on your Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us. Our special in-studio guest, Andy Dannenberger, representing Fertilom, along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com, right there on Facebook Live, posing questions and comments to us, or actually each other, too. And we're going to wrap things up with Andy. But, boy, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Any last words? We're going to keep those plants. You are, Tiger, and then see how they grow in the next month or so, right?
Yeah, we'll see if I have a green thumb or not. Our listeners will stop listening to me, or...
Or maybe you have a new career path.
Exactly.
Can become a wholesale grower.
So, Andy, just a few things as you represent Fertilom and whatnot as we wrap things up and our little demonstration this morning, and a little more about your company as well.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for testing out and working with Fertilom rooting powder, or a little 2-ounce jar there. You're selling it there at the nursery that you own, Mission Hills Nursery.
Mission Hills Nursery, San Diego.
And so, yeah, hopefully those little four plants will survive there. I'm sure they will. So, anyways, but thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Andy, absolutely. We have listeners all over the country, and they can just go to their local independent store and buy that?
Yeah.
Even go online and buy it.
Yeah, we have thousands and thousands of retailers all over the country, and you can go to any local independent nursery garden center and ask for, if they don't have it already, Fertilom rooting powder in a 2-ounce jar.
All right.
Anything else? We've still got a few minutes here. Any questions, John, by the way?
We do have some questions from listeners. One was from Lenore, and we were talking a little bit about propagating trees and what's involved in that. And then she specifically wanted to know about cherry trees or citrus trees. And since she brought that up, it's also good to think about different times of the year you might use different types of cuttings. And, for instance, on cherry trees, which can be propagated from cuttings, you want to use semi-hardwood cuttings, and those occur in the summer. If you take them from the ends of the branches, that's what you would use. But in the winter, you would use hardwood cuttings, and it would be much more difficult. So, again, Lenore, if you go cherry tree propagation, just Google that. You'll come up with all kinds of information, and it'll tell you what time of year to take the cutting and see what type of cutting it is. For me, it's always been more difficult to do hardwood cuttings than either softwood or semi-hardwood cuttings.
Yeah, and the one thing I think I had mentioned too is that people want to do this, and it's funny because they think the bigger cutting that they'll wait less time to they'll take a branch that's 4 feet long, yeah, and think they can do a cutting from that, but that's not the case. What are we talking, 4 inches at max kind of a thing?
Yeah, 6 inches. You can use thicker cuttings on some plants. For instance, if you were using a succulent, you might be able to take a stem of a cactus, let it kelse over, and stick it in the ground. Or plumeria cuttings.
Oh, yeah, you can take a plumeria tree, just propagate it.
Yeah, and it just depends what it is, and each plant's going to be a little different. But it's like learning how to cook, right, Andy? Everybody's going to become an expert at one particular recipe, but, you know, try different recipes, and you can be successful.
Yeah, it is a hobby, so it's one of those things you just kind of test and test it out yourself and see if you like it and see if it works out for you.
You know, I think John's a lot like me as far as being a little unconventional sometimes. When they say you shouldn't do that or can't do that, well, that's the first thing we're going to do, or I'm going to do, is I'm going to try to do that anyway.
Yeah, we offered a lot of horticultural tips today as far as, rooting powder and doing cuttings, right, and stuff like that today. But really, you know, for the homeowners, the Fertilome rooting powder is just a really basic, simple cut, dip, and plant.
That's it. Right. Very simple. Mm-hmm. Very simple. And again, you may knock off maybe some of that excess powder as well. Okay, 56 minutes after the hour here. We're going to take ourselves up to the top of the hour here at about 59 minutes after, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, and Facebook. Any more questions, John, before we wrap up hour one? And, of course, we're back at 6 minutes after for hour number two.
Not on Facebook, but I do want to thank all the people on Facebook who are making the nice comments about how much they like the show. We appreciate
that. Yeah, thank you so much. Apparently, you do like Facebook Live. It gives you a chance to see what's going on here in the studio, take a peek at what we're doing, and, of course, we are reaching more people, too, so tell your friends. And hope you join us every week at this time. We kick things off at 8 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone.
You know, I did get an email from Jimmy in Oceanside.
Our good friend Jimmy.
And he said that during the last 2 weeks on the show, we've been talking about Hibiscus schizopetalus. And he attached a picture and sent us a picture, which I can put to you. Maybe you can post it on Facebook.
I'll post it on Facebook. We can do that during the news break at the top of the hour.
Yeah, he said that on the subject of hibiscus, he still has 12 of the 16 exotic hibiscus that he backed Charles Black, you know, who we told you owns exotic-hibiscus.com, when he had an area out by Lake Wolford and was growing plants. And that's a lot to have 12 hibiscus. So one time I was collecting hibiscus, and I got up to 80.
Now, what happened to that hibiscus thing you were on?
How many collections have you gone through over the years?
I was going to say, because I didn't see any.
That's how I learned about horticulture is, you know, it's overwhelming to try to learn everything.
Yeah.
So I've got 50 years in the business now, and I still don't know everything.
So you learn things one layer at a time.
But what I do is, I would collect Sansevieria, learn everything I could about them, and then go on to something else. I was doing gisneriads. At one time. I did bromeliads at one time.
I didn't see any hibiscus in your backyard. Have any?
I read all 10 volumes of the Euphorbia Journal and, you know, collected euphorbias at one time. I did. Hibiscus were way up in the back.
Okay.
They take up a lot more room than roses.
Hey, that's going to do it for hour number one. Andy Dannenberger, thank you so much from Fertilome for being our in-studio guest this hour.
Thank you.
And for the rest of you, we've got news coming up on many of these Garden America affiliates here on Biz Talk Radio. We are back at 6 minutes after. Keep the calls coming. Keep the questions coming. And, of course, keep watching on Facebook Live. Hour 2 coming up at 6 minutes after. Till then, hang tight. We're going to be coming right back here at Garden America on your Saturday on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.